Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Join us every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice. Catch us streaming on Facebook Live and Periscope. Just look up Lyrical Forte. You can also call in to just listen, make the mic nice, or get in on the discussion. Please, no vulgar or offensive language. Thank you. Would you like to be a guest host? Are you looking for exposure? A promo? Send your inquiry to lyricalforte@live.com.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Language. Thank you.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Thank you. Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte, and I appreciate y'all joining me on another great Tuesday here on Mike Nice. Make sure you catch us streaming on Facebook Live and Periscope. Just look up Lyrical Forte. And if you're on blogtalkradio.com, make sure that you also check us out on our interactive chat there. You can chat with me during the show and ask questions and things like that as well. But again, thank you for joining me on another great Mike Nice. And as always, the phone lines are open, and all you have to do is just call in. That call-in number is on your screen, and that call-in number is 646-668-8072. Again, 646-668-8072. And the piece that I just played was entitled "Hey Black Child," and it was by County Cullen, who was born on this day, May 30th, 1903. And he was raised at the Methodist parsonage. County Cullen is his name. Again, County Cullen was his is his name. And he attended DeWitt Clinton High School in New York and began writing poetry at the age of 14. In 1922, Cullen entered New York University. His poems were published in The Crisis under the leadership of W.E.B. Du Bois. He also later married his last daughter as well. And it was also under the leadership of The Opportunity, a magazine of the National Urban League. He was soon after published in Harper's, The Century Magazine, and Poetry. He won several awards for his poem "Ballad of the Brown Girl" and graduated from New York University in 1923. That same year, Harper published his first volume of poems, or a verse, called "Color," and he was admitted to Harvard University, where he completed a master's degree. His second volume of poetry, entitled "Copper Sun," in 1927. Met with controversy in the black community because Cullen did not give the subject of race the same attention he did that he gave it in his volume of "Color." He was raised and educated in a primarily white community, and he differed from other poets of the Harlem Renaissance like Langston Hughes, which is also one of my favorite poets as well, and that he lacked the background to comment from personal experience of on the lives of other blacks or use popular black things in his writing. An imaginative lyric poet, he wrote in the tradition of Keats and Shelley and was resistant to the new poet themes of the modernists. He died in 1946. And again, that was County Cullen. And the piece that I play in the beginning of the show is entitled "Hey Black Child," and I know that many people are familiar with it. And hey, check it out. I'm going to play it again.
What you can be, hey black child. Do you know where you're going? Where you're really going? Do you know you can learn what you want to learn? If you try to learn what you can learn. Hey black child, do you know you are strong? I mean really strong. Do you know you can do what you want to do? If you try to do what you can do. Hey black child, be what you can be. Learn what you must learn. Do what you can do. And tomorrow your nation will be what you want it to be.
And again, that was that piece about County Cullen. On this day as well, in 1965, the first black student from the University of Alabama, Roll Tide, Vivian Malone, also graduated as well. And that's something new here on Mike Nice that I want to make sure that I give you each and every Tuesday is a glimpse of our past and give you, you know, some information and history and spotlight those from our past here on Mike Nice. You know, we always talk about 365 days of Black History Month, but it's so important that we really act on it because, you know, a lot of times when we get out the month of February, mind you, the shortest month of the year, we kind of just let things go and we don't really talk about Black history anymore. So we definitely want to spotlight that here on Mike Nice each and every Tuesday. And if you're just joining us, man, you're right on time. Make sure that you share this as well, whether you're checking us out on Facebook Live or Periscope. Make sure that you hit that share button and share this with all your followers and things like that. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. And man, I'm telling you, it's been a long day, which I really can't say it's been long. It actually kind of went by fast today, you know, being that Monday was a holiday. We got a little break in there, you know, that sort of thing. So I'm telling you, the holiday did go by fast. I know mine did, and I probably would say that you think the same way. You know, it still kind of felt like a Monday too, though, at the same time. But I hope that you had a great Memorial Day holiday. I hope you didn't eat too much like I did. I hope you had a great time cooking out and enjoying your family. And I really did enjoy my family. I always enjoy my family on the holidays, that sort of thing. You know, I was battling my allergies and stuff, but hey, I got through it. And hey, we're here on Mike Nice. And again, those phone lines are open. You can call in at any time. That call-in number is posted on your screen. But if you're on blogtalkradio.com, you can also see that the number is 646-668-8072. And you can always chime in on the discussions as well. Right now, the discussions are really open. I have something that I do want to talk about in a little minute. But you're always as well welcome to come through and shed a little light on things or something that you feel like we need to talk about. You can definitely come through and chime in on that as well. So, hey, we're looking forward to hearing from you. We already have a few callers on the line as we speak, but we're going to keep things going here on Mike Nice. Man, I appreciate y'all tuning in. And again, share this. Let people know that we're here every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. and we would love to have them as well, whether they're poets, whether they just want to come through and they like great discussions and they look for people that are open-minded and love to have great discussions, then this is the place to do so. You can do it here, right here on Mike Nice. But before we get things going, man, I want to play this piece by Jackie Hill Perry, a Passion for Christ poet. And it's a piece entitled Seven Things I Want to Say to America. So check this out and we'll be right back.
Seven things I want to say to America. One, I am convinced that you have completely lost your mind and left it hiding somewhere sane. Between Donald Trump for president and Donald Trump for president, I don't know what's wrong with you. We can't be too many votes away from seeing you implode, watching you become the nothing you build speeches on, too. Last week, me and my husband dined at a Las Vegas buffet. The walls were lined with crab legs, bacon, shrimp and grits, waffles, fried chicken on top of waffles, and a plethora of carbohydrate and high glycemic crack for us hungry Black people. I filled my plate to the brim, ate without shame, to let the waitress take my plate still heavy and half-eaten. I looked around and saw everyone sleeping, living the American dream, eating for experience and not necessity. I couldn't help but to travel in thought, see the meat and think of the juxtaposition beneath the globe where the underbelly of the equator is full of starving babies. Stomachs as loud as the greed we drink, the money we blow, the exact reasons we don't give to bodies dying for our leftovers. America, just thought you should know that isn't your stomach growling. It's simply the citizens of your country praying for even more prosperity. Three. There are few things I fear, few things that beg my heart to hide and whisper rescue like the persons you employ to protect me from monsters. Yet I am instead terrified not of the badge, but of the man it keeps. I never know if the blood and bruise lights behind are a message sent, a bottled scream, if they are a warning to remain silent, because in this moment there are no rights. The proclamation of justice only makes them mad, only makes them shoot. You only hear me drop. Concrete fills the breath, regret it speaks the body. Still as night, the mouth left frozen with help lost in its throat. And I'm left to ask myself, must I become a hashtag for you to even care for? I'm still trying to understand why Sally Mae still has my number. Can you tell her to leave me alone? That she is worrisome. That she is irking me. Then can you explain to me why your jobs treat us invisible without higher education? The higher education burdens our backs with tuitions made of whips. How do you expect us to succeed when college costs more than the sky you tell us to reach 4 or 5? America, please tell me, what is a woman? Is she all body and breast, hips and heels? Or is she more land left to Columbus? You make it seem like it's easy to become the missing bone in a man's side. Please tell me, isn't woman more complex than that? A scattered dream worth waking for. A forgotten diamond with a memorable pulse. A puzzle you can't solve when your eyes are two ghosts dressed in a halo made of dust. Stop lying. Tell them a doctor cannot make them ease. Tell them second Adam can make them whole. That gender comes from a sovereign place where the triune doesn't look for advice from humans on how to be God. Six. No offense to my Caucasian cousins, but oh America. Why must I go to white neighborhoods just to find a Whole Foods and Trader Joe's? Can we put a praise right there? Perhaps you have not known of brown lives who actually want to live long, who just don't feed on Popeyes and liquor for lunch. Daily bread sometimes be necessary for some of us who like baked and fresh for supper. It's sad to see how heart disease and diabetes are killing us quicker than bullets beneath black corners have become more than crack corners. The color we should fear most ain't just the baking soda money made rock, but the cotton like sugar making us premature obituaries. We still slaves to that white, and I wonder if America likes it better that way. Seven. America, have you ever read your own biography? From beginning to end, from where the arrows weren't strong enough to dance rain back into sky, or colonies back from whence they came, or the section in which shackles and nooses carried somebody's baby somewhere lonely, where Martin exposed the Hiroshima's hiding under white sheets, dressed in blue suits, beating with black hearts, Roro versus Vading Waters found Vietnam a new home in the womb, a feministic Hitler to be named murderer of a mother. Or what about the chapter that drowned the bodies and beauty of a city and left their people to fend for themselves? Native refugees to be killed softly before Mardi Gras had the time to break. Or the chapter where cell phones are the only witnesses that can tell the truth and yet still be disregarded. Did you look ahead as you saluted your flag? Did you see your shivering stars and how ready they are to unhinge themselves in the box you penciled in? Watch the sun let them fall. Them red and white bars ain't liberty, nor land of the free, but home to the brave enough to say that they pledge allegiance somewhere else. Until then, I'm praying for you. God bless you, America.
All right, they gave me 15 minutes. I'm going to give you a fire hydrant of wokeness. Y'all with it? All right. Dear Board of Education, so are we. So are we. At no point in the lives that we actually live do we sit in rows and listen to pontifications. At no point did our mom hand us written exams on how to wash the dishes. No, she pulled a stool up to her next to her at the sink, handed us a dish rag, and said, "Watch how mommy does it, now you try. Learning by doing, it's a crazy idea, it just might work." It's like, who knew we were learning? Those stools felt like magical ladders into altered universes, informational portholes, wormholes into other places where kids were equals, being privy to information only those with driver's license and facial hair had. Like, who knew we were learning? No clue Pops was teaching us time management and budgeting, miniature project coordinators. He said, "I'm gonna show you how to do these chores, and if they done when I get home, that allowance, yo, it's yours, and maybe some ice cream's involved too." Remember when we were in kindergarten and you had to learn about worms? Yeah, you went outside and you played with worms. What a novel idea, dear Board of Education. So are we. Dear Board of Education, all I've learned from your system is the fact that it's just a system that you set up. And if I just repeat what you said to me in Jane Schaefer method, then I'm passed, right? You're just testing my ability to regurgitate. And if your greatest instructors are miserable, I'm sure it's not the student's fault. See, this pain I know firsthand. These grand, wonderful learning moments, these wonderful lessons plans that would cause students' eyes to sparkle like they just caught rides on shooting stars. These lessons have wings only to get clipped to fit into the low-res JPEG you call a state standard. Why do you insist this is the industrial age? My child is not a widget, and a school should not be an assembly line, making my daughter's diploma equivalent to an inspected by a 2235 stamp, dear Board of Education. So are we. Dear Board of Education, there's not a scantron on the planet that can measure inspiration. This is what our instructors passed on that matters. But instead, you'd have us doing a jig to the AYP score. See, Nickleby got us shucking and jiving, but you can't measure a teacher inviting his student inviting his teacher to a quinceañera or a soccer match or waiting rooms and free clinics. I can name 10 kids offhand who would still be
¿Qué es el amor? ¿Será tan blanco o negro como muchos lo hacen ver? ¿O quizás entre dos, sin definición, pero bello, el amor?
Many say that love is blind, but this is one of those moments we'll have to agree to disagree. Because for me, in my reality, love actually allows you to see. Love is that one thing that allows you to view beyond personal faults and flaws, allow us to see beyond the human average that would normally give us reason to pause. I think some see love as blind because of an oversight. For love will bypass looking at all the wrong and focus on what is right, personifying its actions, essence causing us to react. Love is trying to tear us into lifetimes ahead, but our limitations are holding it back. We want to hold love to being only our situation shall define it. Until we fathom its depiction of its true definition, we'll barely be reminded. Love isn't blind, nor is it always found when we expect it. We rely on love to often live in situations just to see it's something to be regretted. Saying someone didn't know what love was with relationships ending in war and battle, not realizing they both had love, just different views, one flagrant and one casual. See, love in its purest form knows each individual limit and boundary. Saddest part, we lose what it feels like, then regain saying it, love you found me. Love doesn't get lost. Too often we lie on love instead of relying on love. We bend it, twist it, force it with a shove into places it was never meant to go, taking away the beauty of its technicolor wonder, killing it before it can grow. Love lives, it breathes, and if you let it, love can heal. First you must answer this for self, is love truly real?
¿Todavía tienes la misma visión del amor? ¿Será que tu mente no ha podido acaparar, aceptar, que tal vez no has admirado el amor en su total esplendor.
Happiness. Noun, quality or state of feeling happy, having good fortune, contentment, pleasure, or joy.
Like that moment when as a child you were given your first toy. It's the experiences you have in life that show you it's the little things that matter.
Those small details that bring everything together. It's not about wealth, fashion, gourmet food, or which iPhone version is better.
Because no matter how many times you upgrade Siri, still won't have all the answers. It's about the relationships that you build that builds you a strong character in return.
Around the world, there's people with no money, no clothing, no food. Survival. Each day is what they push themselves through.
We have everything. They have little to almost nothing.
But on the scale of defining happiness, we're the ones with something left to learn.
That it's perspective. Happiness can be found even in the darkest of times when one only remembers to turn on the light.
Happiness is the sun. It radiates rays of moments that light up the world.
Like that moment when you look at your best friend. Without saying one word, you both smile because it's as if the forces of telepathy have conjoined your thoughts into one.
That moment when your crush checks the yes, I do like you box on that secret, but not so secret, no two left.
Or when you come home and you smell that sweet aroma of freshly baked cookies coming from the kitchen and your mouth starts to water and your stomach gets all excited.
Or that moment when at the age of 4 your grandparents let you ride their back just so you could reach out and touch the sky.
Or that moment when your life flashes before your eyes, you blink and realize that you're still alive.
The warmth you feel when someone you love gives you a huge bear hug.
Or when you're laughing so hard you find yourself crying. But it's all good because your ab muscles got a good workout.
Happiness is eating a candy apple.
Taking a shower when there's still hot water left.
Standing at the edge of a cliff, arms raised to the sky, with adrenaline rushing through every vein of the body.
Happiness is a moment that brings about a smile.
The feeling that changes you for the better.
The reason why you changed in the first place.
Follow happiness wherever it may lead you.
Take all the moments and lessons that it gives.
It doesn't stop.
Not here.
Or there. It keeps going. Happiness is a journey and not a destination.
It's perspective.
Life is like a battlefield. It can hit you mentally, emotionally, or physically. Days when you feel angry, manipulated, discombobulated, like you originated in a world that is meant to confuse about the rules, like a rat race where you're trying to find your place. How can I define what is mine so I can refrain from feeling disdain about the things that will make me feel pain and make me cry because they were never mine? How can I refine so I do not get denied, so I can feel useful and not useless, clueless, ruthless, asking myself every chance I get, what is going on? All I want for it is to go on. I mean life. All I want for it is to go on. Like the picture in my head, it isn't perfect, not at all. It's not like I want it all. Just a chance to make the call, to make a way and see a day. A chance to win this race, moving at a steady pace. So I can define the gravity in which I exist. But I am not done. There is more to this than this.
Stone they all rejected. Still you did the unexpected. Stepped down from the throne. No one else can save us. I got alone. I spend my days wondering where I belong. Anymore, these tears and memories that are leaving me. I see a dim reflection in the mirror, and my lungs are filled with guilt affecting how I breathe. But time is diamonds on the ring.
Appreciate y'all sticking with me. Man, we're having some technical difficulties, but hey, we're going to get this thing going. We're not going to stop here on Mike Nice. But again, I appreciate each and every one of you listening, and you still have time to call in. Also, we're here every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, but we're going to bring our first caller on the mic with the last four digits of 8178. You're on the air.
Hey there.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain. I can't complain. I won't put it like this. I won't complain.
All right. I'll see.
We're going to get this thing going.
Right. It's all good. It's all good.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was relaxing. I needed that relaxation.
Good. Yeah, that's always good.
I'm sleepy though today. I didn't get much rest last night.
I know you coming through and blazing the mic tonight, right?
I'm gonna try. Nah, I guess.
Well, cool deal.
Yeah, I pulled out a couple weeks ago. What'd you say?
I'm sorry. You say you wrote a piece a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I've been writing ever since you started this thing back. I just
good, awesome.
Yeah, I was just trying to get some of my Mother's Day stuff out for both of my grandma and my mom's stuff. Okay.
Mhm. Mhm. Okay. Cool deal. Well, hey, make the mic nice whenever you're ready.
All right, this was my therapy. So, who can you trust?
When trust isn't love, but there's no one to trust. In a day of time, when we waste so much time, we'll be denied, despite the sign. We want to believe the best, regardless of the stress. We want to pass the test, but we can't be the only one to invest. We all have done it before, but we aren't all habitual liars to turn up the fire of ruthless desire to go up higher. We live in a day and time where many of our spouses and leaders can't be trusted. We can't trust our management or government or any kind of thing. Sometimes we can't even trust our parents, family, or friends. I hope we don't comprehend that they're only looking for big things. And if they condescend, when we try to make amends, regardless of how strong our love and support has been, they condemn. So who can we trust in an environment like this that is far from bliss? Do we continue to take the risk with all the pain that still exists? How much can one take? We don't want to be fake, for heaven's sake. The rare honest people can be hard to recognize, with so many imposters on the rise. You complain in life that they're husband or wife, only to find out they're already married. The lies you buried, but still carried. Many times you became a side piece without a choice, because you didn't have a voice. Betrayed and some still stayed. A decision was made, and a price was paid. Many spouses are playing the side piece role with their own separated husbands and wives, and with someone else's husband and wife, too. Some don't care, but some do. It's sad that many didn't realize what they already had. That just made them bad, or just a bad spouse that you don't want to have in your house. Good people can give in to temptation, but will they stay in that situation because of infatuation? Or will they renew their dedication after heavy meditation? Or will it be too late for a clean slate? Sometimes you choose your own fate, because you can't feel that. Broken trust can be hard
Snaps. Who can you trust? Oh, man. I like that. What made you write that piece?
Well, definitely all the stuff I have witnessed, some stuff I experienced myself or people around me have watched them go through. And but it really started with me thinking about different jobs and stuff that I've worked at and the management and the corruption and the management, which triggered, yeah. the, you know, thinking how we trust the government and, you know, families that we can't trust and friends. There's so many things that I have experienced, many other people have experienced. And it was just like my cry out to God, like, who can we trust?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you really think about it, like you said, you know, it is really hard to have people who are really loyal and, you know, you can really go to and trust. So I definitely like that.
Right. Yeah, because everybody doesn't have that family that, you know, they can trust and that, you know, is there for them. Everybody doesn't have even management in their jobs and stuff. And that just was making me think, I know a while back you were talking, I was telling you about one of my past jobs, and I know you really are fond of them. So I won't say any names, but I, you know, the corruption I've seen in the management, not just at that job, but at so many, and how they have each other's back. And so it's almost like you can't even, you know, do the right thing or get the help that you need because this corruption is working together on so many levels, you know,
this
spirit. These evil spirits. And what's so sad is that you have people at that job and places that are similar that are sleeping with the students. You know what I mean? It's just, it's sad. You know, you got students getting pregnant by the teachers or by their staff.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? And it's sad what you witness and feel like there's not so much you can do besides pray.
I definitely agree.
Because you,
with
you know,
you.
It makes a difference.
I'm sorry.
What were you saying?
I'm sorry.
I was just saying when you're trying to make a difference and do the right thing, but you have management that are trying to stop that and you know, that's their own agenda.
I definitely can agree with you there. I've even had people where, you know, you think that you can trust them and think that you can count on their word, you know, and then they go against the very thing that they have told you. So one thing that I've learned, you know, being young and still, you know, pursuing things is make sure that I get things documented and in writing. You know, that's that has helped me and saved me is just make sure, you know, not just go with what someone has said, but just make sure that I get it documented. So, you know, if it's, you know, a situation where, you know, they do deny it or do go against what they've said, you know, I have documentation.
Right.
Well, okay, you know, this is what we talked about. This is what we've stated. So definitely agree with that.
Right. And that can be helpful at times. Sometimes it's not just still your word against theirs unless you have what they had in writing. If it's a situation where you can get it in writing, that's great. If it's an email, a text message, or you know, ask for something in writing if you need something like that, helpful. I agree.
Good. Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming through every week and just shedding light on the different things and starting the discussion, because I know a lot of people can definitely agree and can definitely give their thoughts on that situation too, because I know we've all went through it, you know.
Right. I just watched my daughter go through it the past week. You know, she trusted these people with this car, and I told her to get it checked out first, you know. But she trusted them, got the car, and then within 24 hours, the engine went out.
Wow.
And they told her it was her that tore it up in a month, you know. And I went with her to tow it, and they were getting all smart and nasty with me, and the woman had a gun on her and everything. And, she didn't pull it up or nothing, but she just had it on her hip or whatever.
Wow.
And I just felt some kind of way. you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so they said they wouldn't give her money back, but she could exchange it. So she trusted uh-huh. them again, got another car, so I told her not to. And the second car ran hot within 48 hours, and it had got stuck at Walmart. So I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So she's learning about trust these days, man, too, because she's so trusting, you know, overly mm-hmm. trusting of people.
Yeah, sometimes it takes situations sometimes like that to kind of, you know, because, you know, sometimes we want to see the best in everybody and take people's word and, you know, not thinking that they would do you any wrong or any harm and things like that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Right.
So definitely. Well, thank you so much for coming through and blazing the mic as well with your truth also and just coming through and chatting with me and let me know, you know, when things are going right on your side and things like that. I definitely appreciate it.
Anytime. I appreciate you. I don't know. We never did say my name in case somebody is on there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, please.
Yeah, I never
please say that again.
You can find me on Periscope at Author Katrina, that's P as in Prosper, A-T-R-Y-N-A, and on Twitter at Author Katrina, and on Facebook at Author Katrina Goosby. My last name is G-O-O-S-B-Y. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And that was Miss Author Katrina Goosby. Again, you can check her out on Periscope as well as Facebook. And also, make sure that you support her as well on Amazon. She has a few books, children's books, that you can purchase online as well. So definitely support her. She definitely supports us here on Mike Nice. And again, thank you everyone who's listening. We have a few callers here that are listening in on the phone lines, and we've had several people to also come through and share, you know, comment on things on Facebook Live as well. So again, thank you so much. And her kid books are Bella Contrella Kid Books, and that's her pen name, Bella Contrella with the kids book. So definitely check that out. And make sure also that you connect with people here on Mike Nice that maybe you're an author, an artist, spoken word artist, a poet, and things like that. Make sure that you know, connect with everyone. Connect with me also, my Facebook information. Everything, all my social media information is Lyrical Forte. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, my website is lyricalforte.com. Again, lyricalforte.com, and all social media, Lyrical Forte, one word. And make sure if you are an up-and-coming artist and you're looking for more exposure, things like that, that you link up with me also. We would like to support you and help you utilize this platform because, you know, this is really all for you all to be able to have a platform as well to you know, be able to get your information out there and things like that. So definitely do that. If you would like to be a spotlight artist as well, make sure that you connect with me. My email is lyricalforte@live.com, and we would definitely love to have you here. Even maybe if you have young people that are, you know, getting into spoken word or things like that, you know, we want to also help those young people to get out there as well and give them exposure. And also, if you maybe just love spoken word, you know, and you have an artist in mind that you would like for me to reach out to, whether they're local artists, whether they're up-and-coming artists who are doing a lot of mainstream things, definitely let me know, and we'll definitely connect with those people as well. We want to connect with everybody. I mean, whether you feel like you are just a local open mic night artist, man, we want to connect with you as well as the people who are not just opening up for people, but having people open up for them, man. We just want to be able to connect with all kinds of people here on Mike Nice, and we definitely look forward to some up-and-coming interviews. Also, what we started last week as well as is if you have been reading a good book or you know some good books that you want to throw out there and let people know about, please let me know about that as well. We definitely want to throw that information out there also. Or if you're a small business owner and you have a small business that you want to be recognized, you're doing great things in the community, you're also trying to help your community, we also want to spotlight that as well. So, man, we're going to have all kind of things here going on Mike Nice. This last month has really been great for me, I know, because it's just great to have people that come through and support you after you've been on a long hiatus from Mike Nice, and you know, you come back on here, and it's really like almost like I haven't left, really. So I really appreciate that. All those who share it, tweet it, all that good stuff throughout the week, I definitely appreciate you. And again, we're here every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We usually broadcast for about an hour and a half, things like that. And I have some other things that I want to do as well, not just here on Mike Nice, but maybe just have just different discussions as well on Facebook Live or Periscope, different things like that. And if there's any way that I can help you, definitely let me know so I can return the favor, because I really appreciate you all coming through and blessing me here on Mike Nice as well. But hey, we're going to keep things going, and hey, I might even share a piece tonight. So stay tuned. Appreciate you listening in, and hey, we'll be right back.
I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms, yeah.
When I feel weak, you make me strong, and I always feel like you can't do me no wrong. So when I need your help, I just get down on my knees, and then I say the simple prayer, don't help me please. I can't make it on my own, I need you always. So lead me and guide me until my dying days. I continue to put my trust in you, Lord, cause I wanna be on one accord, so I can get my reward.
What a fellowship, what a joy divinely, and only everlasting. What a blessedness, what a peace of mind, leaning on the everlasting.
I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms, yeah.
I'm so unashamed of my Lord's help, cause I know that's why he had died for my sins. He gave his life on this earth so he could sympathize with all the pain I feel with sin. I'ma lean on you until your arms bend, but I know that you never tap in. I mean tap out. You could have backed out, but instead you chose to take the wounds in your ribs. I think about that when I just wanna quit. Then I hear your voice say I got you again. I'm not worthy of such a good friend or a savior that'll help me win. I was dirty like a pig in a pen, but you washed me with the blood that cleansed my whole heart like a brand brand new dish. They picked me up and gave me brand new wind. When I'm weak, you all my strength. When I'm low, you put me high on 10. I'm in the clouds, I don't need no rims. Your love is truth, that's no question. I can't see me going back in the world, chasing empty promises, bottles and girls. Don't understand, but I do now how I can sell it all for that one pearl.
I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms, yeah.
I ain't leaning on no drink, I ain't leaning on no scissors. All I gotta do is put my trust in you and be your wizard. Pray, ask, and seek your faith daily. Find me at the potter's house, that's where he molds and makes me to the man that I need to be. No ifs and buts and maybes. They might call me crazy, but I know you're the one who saved me from the man that I used to be. I used to act so crazy. Now I'm steady leaning on your everlasting arms.
I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms, yeah.
Welcome back to Mike Nice. Yeah, that's right. I am your host for Mike Nice Lyrical Forte, and we have a little over 30 minutes left in the show. And again, you have opportunity to come through and blaze the mic with a spoken word, or you have the opportunity to also come through with a discussion topic, or chime in on what we've already talked about today. We've talked about, you know, trusting people, and you know, trusting people in your workforce and things like that. I also want to share this shout out to Dale LeVay, who came through earlier to hear on Mike Nice, just come through and chill with us. But she shared this about 20 some minutes ago, and I thought that it was pretty cool when you think about it, especially when you think about us who are young, or even those who are young at heart. She shared this thing called the cost of getting lit. You know, our new generation, you know, we're all about, you know, getting lit and, you know, having fun and all that stuff. But she shared this, and it was presented by Wealth Builder, and it talks about the cost of getting lit. And they talk about how it takes $20 for club parking, $20 to get in the club, $150 for club drinks, and that's average, $150. Man, I'm glad I never, you know, got into the whole club thing. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, I've been before, but I've never spent this amount of money. But $15 for food, so that brings your total right there to $205. And with this being a yearly thing, if you do this every Friday and Saturday, that's 104 nights right there, just counting Fridays and Saturdays, which brings your total yearly lit expenses, not expenses, but lit expenses, to $21,320. And with $21,320, you could almost do a 5% down payment on a $450,000 home. And 5% of a $450,000 home would be $22,500. So, man, we definitely have to be wiser with our money. We definitely, when you think about that, when you think about all the money that you spend on unnecessary things, when you think about what you can invest in and things like that, man, I tell you, I was actually thinking about that this week personally myself, because it's some things that I want to do more. Like, I want to travel more. I want to be able to do more things, you know. And some people might say, well, you already travel enough, man. I really want to travel and do more things and get out there. And when you think about the things that you, unnecessary things that you spend or things that you can save on, like food, you know, I'm guilty. I haven't been really cooking lately. I've been, you know, going out to eat and, you know, eating fast food and getting stuff on the run instead of going to a store and just buying food and, you know, saving that money where I would be going out to eat and things like that. I can save that money and go on trips and stuff. So I'm going to do better with my money. You know, one thing that I tell young people, I heard this Olympic gold medalist by the name of Tim Montgomery. He said, I once heard him say this, and he asked the kids, he was like, what would you do with $82,600 a day? I think I'm doing that right. Am I doing that right? Let me see if I'm doing it right. I don't know if I'm doing it right. I think I am. Yes. Well, almost. I was almost doing it right. Say, for instance, you had $86,400. What would you do with it? So if I gave you $86,400 every day, what are some things that you would do with it? And, you know, a lot of kids would throw out different things like, hey, you know, I would, you know, help my family. I would save it. I would, you know, give it to the poor, give it to my church. I would, you know, do different things. And so, you know, once they, you know, say the different things they're going to do, he says, but what if I give you that every day and what you don't use, it goes away. I take it back. And, you know, basically they were, the thing of it was that they would basically use up all of the money every day, since they knew that they were going to get it back the next day. They would use up that $86,400 that day. And so the whole moral of that was, there are 86,400 seconds in a day. We give 86,400 seconds every day and we don't utilize it, and it goes to waste. It goes to waste and we don't get that time back. So as they always say, time is money. So if we were to treat our time as if it was money and utilize it as such, man, you know, there's all kind of things that we can do. You know, there's endless possibilities if we would just use our time more wisely and invest it in ourselves and invest that time in us as if it was money. Because one day, if you work hard enough, you will be able to achieve that kind of money where, you know, money that you could never think of, imagine, or ever possibly even dream of. So, you know, just keep that in mind, man. We definitely got to do better with our money. Like I said, you know, I'm guilty of it too. As much as, you know, people say, man, you do really good job with your money. I could do even better. Really, I could do even better. But just keep that in mind. But again, we have our phone lines open. That call-in number is posted on your screen if you're on Facebook Live or Periscope. But if you're tuned in on blogtalkradio.com/MikeNice, all you have to do is call in. That call-in number is 646-668-8072. And if you're just tuning in, I just want to let you know that you can always call in to just listen to the show. If you're not near your computer or you don't want to do Facebook Live or Periscope, you can always call into that call-in number. And whenever you get ready to make the mic nice or get in on the discussions, all you have to do is just press the one button. So I just want to let you know that, because we've had people in the past that, you know, may be on their way from home and, you know, want to, you know, call in and just, you know, just to listen into the show. So I just definitely want to let you all know that. But we're going to go back to the phone lines. We have a caller with the last four digits of 8217. You're on the air.
Hello. How you doing, Mr. Lyrical Forte? This is none other than the poetic poet, Jenny Wimborn again, sir.
What's going on, man? What's going on? I definitely appreciate you coming through, man.
Blessed to be alive once again, man, and always an honor to be on Mike Nice as usual, man. I was, of course, listening to you speaking on about the money saving and the topic you was discussing on about trust. You know, mm-hmm. trust has always been essential, my mom told me, in any kind of friendship, family, you know, and even your workforce, like the woman stated earlier in the show. But trust, man, nowadays people take it so lightly as if it's just another word in their vocabulary, which is not.
Right.
But trust is also an element when it comes to any, like I said, any relationship, any involvement in the friend and family, of course, and also love. Because without love, like they say in the scripture, God is love, and through him we ought to love one another in order to, you know what I'm saying, build trust. But it comes hand in hand, trust and love, because without trust, how can you love someone? Without love, how can you trust someone? Because it's essential, and it keeps, like, it should keep anything together, especially when and when God is in the midst of it all, regardless, man. But of course, I just want to drop with something that I wrote. It's a part of something I'm writing on. It's going to be a part of my series called The LaFleur Midnight Tales, one through the finale. It's like five little small short pieces I came up with, man, you know, just trying to help people out a little bit, you know, a little knowledge as usual. It's called Love is Essential. Love,
okay.
So many times I've used your name in vain. You made people think they were insane. Love, you sometimes make people experience undesirable pain. Love, you have the potential to leave people speechless. I can't begin to explain. Love can conquer all without stalling nor falling. You can be difficult to resist, and sometimes love is something that no one should miss. It's something short because I lead it, like I said, into different types of everyday life people go through, of course, about any relationship, family, you know, this quick knowledge to help someone out, man. That's why I always try to evolve my writing also, and as usual, man. So it's just a short piece of mugging this marinade and trying to, you know, use it, you know what I'm saying, to give them some kind of motivation when it comes to any kind of type of love you're involved in, like in friendship, relationship, marriage, of course. And just something that's going to just be helpful to people out there, man.
Oh, definitely. What did you say the title of your series was?
There's something called Before Midnight Tales, T-A-L-E-S. This five-part thing. I actually posted the first few on my Facebook page. You know, of course, anybody want to go let me look. You know, it's on the hashtag, of course, on Before Midnight Tales, part 1, 2, 3, 4, or the finale. It's something, you know, I just try to just be motivational to my writing, as always, man. Of course, been a part of wonderful friends like yourself, of course, The Stream of Truth, of course, Mr. Warren here has been Warren, of course, everything. It's just, you know, to motivate, of course, man, as always, man.
Most definitely, man. Definitely, again, always keep doing what you're doing and let people know what's your Facebook information so they can link up with you and connect with you on there.
You can always look me up on the Jenny Wimborn, in parentheses, you're going to say the poetic flow writer is FLOW, writer, WRITER, poetic. Just find me. I'm always putting some motivation, of course, day by day, or always, you know, trying to give, you know, information about, of course, the upcoming event here June 3rd here in Gaston, and this coming Saturday, the first Saturday. Like I said, the two wonderful people who join in on that special day, of course, is Mr. Warren Harry, who is a motivational speaker and also an artist, and also Ms. Antoinette Warren, who is a motivational, well, who's a poetic writer herself, also is going to be out there. And of course, you know, we're still lifting up our dear friend, the Stream of Truth, Elizabeth Wynn Cross. Unfortunately, she can't, join with us right now. She's by divorce, man, but we can always keep her lifted up in prayer, and also her family, also, as always, man.
Almost deaf, man, definitely. And what time does the event start this Saturday?
It starts at 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Here at the Carver Square in Gaston, Alabama, located on Tuscans Avenue. If you're not familiar with that, man, you can look it up on the website or Google it on the map, of course. We're going to have the bounces for the kids, free food. I mean, not free food, there'll be vendors out there, of course. We're going to have, of course, a lot of good motivational things. We're trying to get a lot of people back involved and get into the community, man, make it like a citywide thing in the near future, man. But we got to start, of course, in our local neighborhoods, man. No matter what age you are, whether you're young, old, or just come out there and try to support, man. It's going to be something very uplifting, of course, as always.
And, you know, I think that's what it's really all about. You know, you just talked about love. and how, you know, how love and trust goes hand in hand, and you can't really have one without the other. And, you know, I just appreciate the work that you're doing in the community. You're not just talking about it. You're actually being about it, and you're a go-getter, and you're connected with so many people to make this a success and keep it going. So, man, again, kudos to you, and keep doing you.
It's always by the grace of God, man. Without him, I am nothing, man. Like they said in the Bible, man, the man would have sold his whole soul, man, would he probably nothing, man. So I always acknowledge God, man, because, you know, I've unfortunately, a few years back, well, I was diagnosed, and I've been ashamed of it with epilepsy. And I never thought I would ever be at this point in my life, but through the grace of God, I'm at this point in my life, man. I'm going to continue on doing his will of always, man. And as always, I appreciate you for your time being on the Mike Knight, of course, man. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you again, Mr. LeCorte.
Sounds good, man. Again, I appreciate you.
I have a blessing, man.
You too. Again, was Mr. Jamie Winborn, J-A-M-I-E, Winborn, W-I-N-B-O-R-N, coming through to blaze the mic tonight with one of his short pieces for his upcoming series of poems. So make sure you connect with him on Facebook. Just look up Jamie Winborn, and I know he'll definitely add you, and be a great connect as well. For things to come. So again, man, we have had some great discussions here on Mike Nice, not just today. I mean, you know, we haven't had a whole bunch of time, you know, with the technical difficulties and all that, but I'm telling you, we're going to get that thing. We're going to get it right eventually, but you know, this is what it's really, you know, about. It's just, being able to connect with people, and I appreciate you all just not giving up on us, but just staying connected and sticking with us. And we're definitely going to, when I say we're, I'm referring to me, but I'm going to get it right. I'm going to get it right. But again, I definitely appreciate y'all coming through and blazing the mic. We have about 12 minutes left in the show. So if anybody would like to come through, blaze the mic, let us know about any up and coming events. You definitely have the opportunity to do so as well. And I just appreciate all those who just come through and just listen, whether you come through and listen for a little bit or you stick through the entire show. We definitely appreciate you just coming through and you know, chilling with us. I've had people to inbox me and said that they've liked the pieces that I've played today, and I hope that you have enjoyed them. Excuse me. And some of the pieces that I picked to play today, it's really amazing how God just kind of puts things together. And before you know it, it's like, okay, that connects with that, and that connects with that, and that sort of thing. Because in this day and time period, man, it's so important that we speak up and we speak out, especially as spoken word artists and poets, people of words. Words are so powerful, and it's so important that now we are in a time where we can't just shut up and be quiet. It's so important that we speak up and speak out. You know, and I was thinking, you know, I don't want to, at first I was thinking, well, you know, I don't want to get too political and, you know, things like that. But actually, I need to speak up. I need to speak out. You know, I need to be a part of this resistance movement to uplift people and talk about things that are prevalent in our neighborhoods, because you have so many people that speak up and speak against you that you have to be able to defend yourself and speak up. I know me personally, I like to listen to both sides of the argument, you know, and I like to listen to people who have different points of view than me, or look at things different. And I'm fine with that. I'm definitely fine with listening to people who do not view the same things like I do. But there comes a point in time where when you have certain people that are speaking about certain situations that they don't know of, you have to call them out. And I know me, I like to, again, I like to listen to other people's points of view. So there's a radio show that I listen to. And if you are, if you live in Central Alabama, and they actually have a big, big, what is it, dish tower that broadcasts all over the state of Alabama. So I'm sure that you can check this out. And also, if you don't live, if you do not live in Alabama, you can also go to their website. But there's a radio station called WYDE Superstation 101.1. So if you're in the Alabama area, it's 101.1 FM, and they're a big conservative radio show. And you know, they pride themselves in being a Christian radio show, but they spew a lot of hatred, and they spew a lot of things that are incorrect. And I think it's so important that, you know, my listeners or people that I know, you know, just listen in, listen to other people's points of view, but be willing to call them out when they're wrong. And sometimes I have to do so, because I just, you know, sometimes we get so divided, we're about this and that, that we forget about the truth, that we get so tied up in, you know, just our own way of thinking, and this is my team and that is your team. We don't care, you know, what our team does wrong, you know. And like I've heard somebody say, we should be one team, we should be one team. But I know that's not how it is. That's not how it's going to be, at least not right now anyway. So it's important just to call people out and, you know, just, again, just love on one another and just show people that everybody is not the same and things like that. I have some more information or more things we can get into about that, but I just want people to, if you will, just, you know, take opportunity to the, just listen to different people's points of view without getting upset, I would say. Just, you know, be confident and be assertive in knowing when something is wrong and, you know, when something can be right. Because one thing, you know, is that we have to listen to other people's points of view, but say, okay, if that's your point of view, that's your point of view. But when people start saying things that are not right, that are not incorrect, we have to be willing to say, hey, speak up and speak out about certain things. I was talking, to one of my cousins, and, you know, I was telling them about how this radio show had a caller to call in about black on black crime, and this was a white caller and a white host. And I make that point to say this. One thing that I don't like is when anybody, even us as, you know, people of color, black people, bring up black on black crime. That's one thing that, you know, I don't like, because, you know, I was talking to my cousin the other day, we feed into that, because you don't hear about when people, you don't hear people talk about white on white crime. You don't hear people talk about Hispanic on Hispanic crime, Asian on Asian crime. And especially when people bring up black on black crime, when we are talking about a social injustice where a white officer kills a black person unjustified. I cannot stress to you enough, I don't like when people, you know, like I said, it's okay to have different points of view, but when you try to justify someone else getting killed by bringing up black on black crime and stuff, it just kind of ticks a nerve. It kind of irritates me, you know. Whereas, you know, yeah, we got to take care of our people and things like that. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, when you have other people outside our community that wants to speak up and speak out on things that are not related to them or stuff that they're not knowledgeable about, then that's when it kind of ticks a nerve. So, man, y'all don't feed on the internet. If you're listening to me right now, man, y'all don't feed into that. Please don't feed into that. And that's definitely a discussion for another day that we can really get into, because I really want to know people's point of views. You know, I'm all about, you know, debating and things like that. And I say I'm all about debating is, you know, I'm good with, you know, if you don't agree with me and I can tell you my point of view, you can tell me your point of view and maybe we can come to some common ground. Because sometimes it's just about understanding. Sometimes we get so caught up in living our own lives in our own bubble that we don't really take the opportunity to listen to other people. And we definitely want to do that, man. And, you know that we can do anything that we want to do as people of color. And we want to be a voice for the voiceless here on Mike Nice as well. You know, when I first started doing a lot of my writing, I was doing pieces that was in regard to other people's experiences. And I wrote how, you know, how they felt or how I saw things, you know. So again, we definitely want to be a voice for the voiceless. We want to speak up. We want to speak out. We want to bring great discussions here. So don't be afraid. Definitely don't be afraid to come through and make the mic nice. And hey, if you are listening to me, you've thought about calling in, and next week you want to call in, definitely do so. I don't care if you give me a fake name, whatever the case may be. Do so. Definitely chime in and put your voice out so it can be heard. Because, you know, when you are around people who, excuse me, who always think the same way you do, then you never really learn anything because, you know, people are like-minded. Don't get me wrong. It's great to be around like-minded individuals, but it's also good to have people who may not always agree with you, and you can always just, you know, have a great discussion and be able to chime in and say, you know, hey, I may not agree with you, but hey, we might can agree on this, or we might can agree on that. So just something to think about, man. Again, I have definitely enjoyed y'all here on Mike Nice, and I appreciate y'all supporting me as we get things started back here on Mike Nice. And again, we're here every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. But before we get out of here, man, I'm going to come right back on the air. But I want to play this piece by Jinx the Poet from Compton, California. Can You Bless Us?
Can you bless us? Lord, can you do what you can? I'm praying to you, Lord, right here where I stand. Can you bless every woman and bless every man? Can you shelter the families who has changed wedding vows and now wear bands? Can you protect them both, Father, and do what you can? Heal all wounds, O Lord, and guide them with your hands. Can you protect them through the hardship? We need you, O Lord, times are way too sick. Can you bless them through disagreements? Understand that hard times are temporary. Can we talk and accept our spouse's opinion? We're praying for peace this evening. Can you bless the fatherless and motherless children that's grieving? Can you comfort them, O Lord, this evening? We're standing right here, woman and man. Can you bless the families, Lord, and do what you can? Can you bless every God-fearing woman and every God-fearing man? We're standing here, Lord, hand in hand. Dear Lord, can you humble our children? Teach them to be patient, not too focused on making millions. We need your blessings to guide our children. Lord, can you bless the child that's angry and confused, who rarely listens to his parents and talk to him through? Lord, can you bless them with righteous words to consume? They want to be adults, Lord, they keep breaking all the rules. Lord, can you give the children the gift of eager to learn? Show them that hard work has to be earned. It's too hot out here, Lord, they keep getting burned. Lord, can you bless the ill with better days? Can you shelter them, oh Lord, everything will be okay. Can you inspire them if you may? Can you heal the sick and those that suffer from disorder and disease? Can you heal your children, oh Lord, please? Lord, give them the strength to live another day. Oh Lord, can you take the pain away? Can you teach all of us to enjoy life each and every day? Lord, can you bless us, oh Lord, if you may? Can you bless us?
Man, again, it's been another great Thursday here on Mike Nice, man. And I just want to always leave you with something uplifting, something that you will not only uplift you for today, but throughout the week here on Mike Nice. And again, definitely link up with me on all my social media. All my social media is Lyrical Forte at Live.
Take a close off for that number one spot and lose my.